Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
No.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored to be before you on this day, praise God. Once again, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. We want to thank God for the blessings he bestowed upon us on today. And before I go any further, I want to acknowledge I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. Where we come forth Monday through Friday reading the Word of God from the King James Version of God's Holy Word, the translation in which we read from Genesis to Revelation currently at this time. After we finish with the King James Version, we will move forward and read that of the New King James Version. Amen. We continue to move forward, giving the word on Sunday. Amen. We bring forth the word at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. Praise God. I will be bringing the word on this evening, or weekend, I'm sorry. And it's going to be powerful and anointed. So I truly encourage many of you to listen in and hear the word of God. I want to say hello to those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, even into the archives, praise God. God bless each and every one of you. And as always, I'm going to first give all honor and praise to God. Yes, God. All by itself, he's allowing it to be possible in the name of Jesus. And then I acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, is very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. I also like to acknowledge my brother, in the name of Jesus, in Christ from another mother, Minister Andrew Orlander out of Los Angeles, California. God bless you, my brother. Amen. God continue to bless you, cover you in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to once again continue to say hello to all those listening out there in South Korea. Amen. Those are in Indonesia. Those that are listening out there in Egypt, we've seen that they're out there. Praise God, and Germany, amen. And we just thank God for those that are in Japan listening in on David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And then, of course, close to home, we listen to those, praise God, that are close in Canada, praise God, our listeners in Canada and over in Jamaica. And praise God, we just thank those all that are listening here in the United States of America. God bless each and every one of you in Hawaii. God bless you. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to David and Diane Ministry and Friends as we continue reading the Word of God. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you on this evening time, once again, Lord God, we summon your spirit, Lord God, praying that your presence to be able to go through the radio waves, Lord God, to touch someone's heart, to give them understanding, Lord God, of your word and the anointing in which you bring forth, oh God, in the deliverance, Lord God, the reception of your word. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for right now, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. We come forth out of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, let us read.
Brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have led you with milk and not with meat. For hereto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, and ye not carnal, and walk as men. For while one saith, I am of Paul, in another, I am of Apollos. Are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul? and who is Paulos, but ministers by whom ye be led, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then it is, he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. And we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry and are God's building according to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation and another building thereon, but let every man take heed how he builds thereunto. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man work about which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Now, ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. If any man defiles the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Let no man deceive himself. If any among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore let no man glory in men. For all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come. All are yours, and ye are Christ, and Christ is God. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Little man, so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me it is very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and
Then shall every man have praise of God.
And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sake, that ye might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, and no one of you be puffed up for one against another. For who makest thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now, if thou didst receive it, why doest thou glory as if thou hast not received it? Now ye are full, now ye are rich. Ye have reigned as kings without us. And I would to God ye did reign, that ye also might reign with you. For I think that God has set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were appointed to death. And we are made eyes spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. Even unto this hour, we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and have no certain dwelling place. And labor, working with our own hands, being revealed, we bless, being persecuted, we suffer it, being defamed, we entreat, we are made as the fifth of the world, in our the discerning of all things unto this word day. I rate not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons I warn you. For through ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore I beseech you, by ye followers of me, wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. For this cause I have sent you unto Timothy, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Now some are puffed up, as though I would not come to you, but I will come to you shortly. For the Lord will and will know not to speak of the death, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What will ye? Well, shall I come unto you with a rod, or in love, and in the spirit of meekness? 1 Corinthians chapter 5. It is reported commonly that thou is fornication among you, and such fornication as it is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. And ye are puffed up, and have not rather mourned, that he that hath done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I verily, as absent in body, but present in spirit, have judged already, as though I were present, concerning him that hath so done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together, and my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your glorying is not good. No, ye not that a little living the whole lump. Purge out therefore the old living, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with one old living, neither with the living of the malice of wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote unto you in an epistle, not to accompany with fornicators, ye not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous and extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must ye needs go out of the world. But know, I have written unto you not to keep company. If any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, a covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such of one know not to eat. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within. Them that are without God judgeth. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. There any of you having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints. Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that ye shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If they have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who the least esteemed in the church. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. But brethren goeth to law with brethren, and that before the unbelievers. Now therefore there is utterly a fruit among you, because ye go to law one with another. Why do ye not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourself to be defrauded? Nay, ye not go wrong and defraud, and that your brethren? Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, or effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were so some of you, but you are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Me. For I, that as absent in body, but present in spirit, have judged already, as though I were present concerning him that hath so done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together in my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. For glorifying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump. And ye are leavened, and even Christ our Passover is sanctified for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of the malice of the wickedness, but with the unleavened bread. I, sincere of truth, wrote unto you in an epistle not to accompany with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of idolaters of this world, or with the covetous, or the extortioners, or with the idolaters, for them must ye need go out of the world. But lo, I have written unto you not to keep company. If any man that is called a brother be fornicator or an extortioner, which each of one know not to eat. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within, but them that are without God judgeth. Therefore put away from among yourselves the wicked person. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. There any of you having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints. Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that ye will judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, let them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there's not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between brethren, but brethren goeth to law with brethren. Then for the unbelievers. Now therefore, there is utterly a fruit among you, because ye go to law one with another. Who do ye know rather take wrong? Who do ye not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Nay, ye do wrong and defraud. And that your brethren, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither
fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor bruisers themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meat. But God shall destroy both, it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God hath both raised up the Lord, and will always raise us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to the harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Amen. That's going to conclude 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Praise God. Our gods. Amen. We are gods. We belong to him. See, we're not gods of ourselves as far as being a god over creation, anything of that nature, but we are gods. We belong to him. We serve him because everything is his in the beginning and is to the end. Thank you for joining us on today. God bless you. We love you.
No.